Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Favorite Things podcast. You're listening to the highlights episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiesa, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode. Joining me, as usual, is my beautiful friend and co-host,
Morphe. Hey guys, I was like, accept it.
Yes,
thank you.
Right, as usual, you guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Google Play, where they're at Our Favorite Things. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love for you to subscribe, leave us a rating, and tell us what you think with a review.
Yes.
All right, so let's get into our episode. Morphe, how are you doing? How's your week been?
I'm okay. It's been a work from home type of week.
Did your work from home start this week?
It started on Monday. I had been home since Friday and didn't like do anything over the weekend, so it just kind of carried over from there until now. So it's been a week since I've been home. I feel good actually. I feel like this is a situation where I'm thriving in. I love being at home. I love like being by myself. I just like my time, like me time a lot. And I do it, like I'm so used to it. But I think the difference when is not like, it's not because we're trying to social distance. The difference is that then there's like obligations. Like you feel bad if you're not going to hang out with someone, or sometimes it's FOMO. Like I don't really want to go, but like everybody's going to be there, or whatever the case might be. But this time you can just like, you have no choice. And
it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know how people who are in relationships where they normally see each other every day are doing it, but.
This is where, hopefully, if you're staying where either of you live on your own, you just go and stay with that person.
Yeah, that's what I would have done too.
I've done it.
The days are long.
The days are long. Or if you can, like, somewhat. So I've had this conversation. I had this conversation with Cody. I was like, if you just make sure that you're not going anywhere else, like, all your things in your house, and you have to promise me that you're practicing. I mean, you can't leave your health to somebody else, so like in somebody else's hands. So I mean, depending, like if it's so dire, I don't think I would do this, but right now and in this context, as long as both of us are like kind of just staying put, you can, and you're walking or driving or whatever, I think it's fine. I think you can still see each other. I think so. I don't know. I'm even like wary of that. Like, I'm like, don't come into my house.
So for me, I wouldn't be lax. So it's either if we're going to commit to both of us staying in the same house, then we're going to have to be very intentional and like cognizant of our movements. I'm sorry. Like the minute you come into the door, like you have to sanitize, you have to wash your hands, because like, we think we know the things we're touching and the ways that we're exposing ourselves, but we don't really. So it's best to just take as much precaution as possible. So that would be my own thing. Yeah. But also, if I don't want to go through the headache of that, please stay in your house.
Exactly. I'm factoring like walks.
Yeah, we can go for walks. But like, what if we hold like that, hands and no, then like, you had already? Okay.
Who's holding hands? I'm not even hugging. I'm not hugging. You're talking about holding hands.
You're stressed.
That just stressed me out.
You're stressed. You said, why would I even? It's interesting, because like, I live with three other girls. And for the most part, we don't leave the house. But I will say that I'm not paying attention to like touching them, like I'm constantly like hugging or whatever, but maybe it's also because I know that like what almost all of us are inside the house at all times, that's important.
But then they also say if you're if you live with the person, I'm sure you can isolate from them, but if I was living with somebody, we'd be touching and stuff. Because we're probably using the same things.
Exactly. Like, when I'm sick and I try to isolate myself, it's very, very difficult. Because I will at least go into the kitchen, and that's a shared space.
To bring it all back, how are you doing, sister?
To come back, I'm doing well. Same as Mofi, I'm very much a loner. Homebody, don't leave my room. I love my me time, but honestly, there's really no difference. Like, for me right now, the only difference is that I would have gone to work, so that's where I spend most of my time outside my house. It's not that I don't do other things, but like, the most weekends I'm at home, so for me it's just like not seeing my coworkers, which is, yeah, I mean, I miss them, but like, it's okay. Like, we'll all be okay.
You know, I thought you were actually going to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say that it's the same for you because you, like, before this, you worked from home. Oh, yeah, frequently. And I think, like, at least the way I interpreted it was that you hang out with friends. Like, you guys go, sometimes you go out for, like, dinners and things like that, or fun things.
Things at your house. Things that happen inside my house. It's true.
That's how I'd have interpreted the difference.
No, that's true. But you know what? I'm feeling such a huge difference from my work from home, the way it was before and now, because, like, it felt like there was more of a routine. It was standardly Wednesdays and Fridays, like, buffered with days of going to SF. But, like, this one, it just feels like one extended vacation that I'm actually not vacating on. Not in the sense that I'm not working. Because, honestly, I said this on a team call, and I wonder if my supervisor was like, like, that's not what we want to hear. But I'm saying it felt like a vacation in the sense that I'm at home, not in the sense that, like, I don't have work to do, because honestly, my weeks have been long. Anyway, but yeah, I'm okay. The news has been very panic inducing, I'm not going to lie. Like, sorry. Even though
I wish I could mute it. I was trying to, like, mute myself, and I was like, I guess it's not really possible.
What was I saying? The news has been very panic-inducing, I'm not going to lie. I've been trying to kind of take some things with a grain of salt, but there's some articles I read where I'm like, what? Like, these projections, I mean, people at, like, top colleges are doing models that are saying that, you know, 60% of California's population is going to be infected, and, like, it's just like... And I mean, obviously, I'm noting that my privilege of being able to stay at home. Like, if I don't stay at home or go to a grocery store, like, I don't really have any other things that are pulling me out of the house. So I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, I'm like, man, what if it's that one time I go touch bread that someone sick has touched? And yeah, so I'm trying to...
That's so true. I didn't want
to say that. I'm trying to not be super panicked while still being cautious.
I guess on some level, incorporating that balance where there's a chance that if they say 60%, for example, of California residents, there's a chance that that's what's going to happen. So what can, like, that's how I'm taking that. Not necessarily afraid of getting it, because that I'm obviously, like, you all just heard me, I'm not even, like, holding no hands, but, you know, like, it's even more than just me getting infected. It's also about the spreading of it. So even if I get infected, how am I still staying sure that I'm staying at home, washing my hands and doing things like that as well? And just trying to keep that in mind. But also, So I think in a way that might reduce panic, because it's not like, even if you get it, I know, depending on who you are, but for a lot of us that are feeling so panicked when maybe we don't have to as much as, especially us that are home, it's the fact that even if you do get it, you self-isolate, you medicate, all of these things, and just try not to, like, be a continuous spreader of it. And
So now that you've said that, what do you have any like kind of tips for people to, because everything is so like out of control, do you like one or two tips for people to be able to stay in control in a certain way of their, of what's going on around them?
Wait, are you asking me of the things I'm
doing? Well, it could right be something, be something you're doing, but, or it could be something that like you think you should be doing, but like would also just be a good thing to do, but you're not necessarily doing it yet.
I don't know.
It is a hard question.
I don't know what I'm trying to do, at least, and that's kind of working for me, is giving myself some sort of structure. And I'm sure you all have seen this on Instagram.
In different ways, like,
things that they're doing. So I try to do that. I like working out in the morning, for example, and that was something I couldn't really do when I was going to work. So I kind of plan my day around that. Like, I wake up, I work out. Hopefully not every day.
Hopefully not every day.
So giving some sort of structure, maybe finding things that you like to do. Another thing that I like to do as well is just listen to music and dance. And before, I had to do that within like maybe certain time periods because I'm like, okay, I have to do other things. Now I'm just like, at the end of my work day, you know what? I'm going to find a video and just listen to it and dance. And I find that to be helpful for me.
I love that. And I've kind of like, I'm kind of doing something similar where I'm, because now you kind of have control over your day, or at least some of us do. Like for me, I'm taking mornings to myself. Like mornings are for me. And then, you know, so instead of a 9 to 5 being for my employer or whatever, it's now like it's, I now set that time so I can work from like 1 to 8 or from 12 to 8 or whatever. So I find that, setting, having control over that has been helpful for me as well.
Absolutely. I'm just like, I mean, I hear everyone and I try to give perspective when it comes to how people are feeling, and there's multiple reasons why people are feeling the way they are. And I think it's very valid and very warranted. Like, as you said, like, me and you were talking earlier, and we're just like, this is a real thing. Like, this is a time that we're going through. It's like, it's a moment in time, and it's always going to be looked back on. So, like, it's a real experience. It's not fake. So everybody has a right to feel however
and handle this in whatever way they need to handle it, whether that's planning out every 30 minutes of your day or not.
Yes, you don't have to show us on Twitter.
Well, so that's another thing. So that's another thing, though. So now, I guess, in the age of social media, like, everyone is showing everyone how they're handling quarantine. What do you think about that?
There's a point I wanted to get to, and I'll finish it later. Like, I'll finish it after this, but... Everybody and their mama on Instagram Live, yo! Everybody's on IG Live. You know one thing, though? I did not know. I thought, like, the whole vibe or the whole thing is that, like, nobody goes to the gym. And, like, what? Like, yo, how are you so fit? Nobody works out. And I open my Instagram Live, everybody's showing us home workouts.
You're like, y'all work out?
Yo, I thought we all don't work out. Like, I thought that was what this whole thing is. Wow.
But it shook me. It might be one of those things where people are like, yeah, wow, like, now I have time, I'm going to work out. Like you said, same thing, I love morning workouts, but I can almost never get a morning workout in. Now, that's when my workouts are happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hilarious.
Exactly. I think so too, and I think it's also a way for something to do. Like, you're like, okay, we might as well just go work out. But I also, like, I personally also love it as well. I think people are using, like, I attended Evian Whitney. She led a class today on dancing meditation, and I think people are also using it to do good things, like teach a free class or connect or do community stuff, or, you know. So I actually really like that. The only thing is just that I'm on Instagram a lot, and I'm just tapping to people through people's stories, and I'm like, whoa, y'all be posting.
I would say the same thing, because I'm now spending more time on social media. I'm also just bombarded with, like, everybody's talking about COVID-19, everybody's talking about quarantine, and everybody is showing and telling us exactly what every single hour of their day looks like.
Bruh.
Again, like, I mean, we're not knocking, like, do as you please, we already said that, but it's just funny. Exactly, we're still going to come for you. I saw this, I think it was a tweet, someone said that, like, we're never going to go back to a time that was pre-COVID, like, our lives are never going to look the way it looked pre-COVID, and, like, we're going to, like, these we're constantly having these high levels of cortisol, so that means, like, we're constantly stressed out, and I thought that was interesting, because you can be going through your life, like, you know, we're cracking jokes during this quarantine, we're kind of living semi-normal, but, like, our cortisol levels might actually be pretty high. Like, we may be, like, at a higher level of stress than we usually are. And I wonder how that's going to affect us, like, in the long. Like, this is a serious, like, pivotal moment in time. Like, this is a pandemic that will definitely go down in history.
Like, borders are closing, like borders don't close, and in many years, like, in people's lifetimes, the borders have not closed, and not like people like us or my 19-year-old sister, like,
no, it's so wild. True. One of my coworkers was telling me that her parents were saying that the way the world is looking at, they haven't seen it in all the kind of major life events that they've gone through, like massive hurricanes and things like that. They haven't seen this type of environment. They haven't seen this type of mass panic. They haven't seen, like, it's interesting, man. Like, we're living in times that people are going to write about. Like, this is going to be the subject of fiction, non-fiction, like,
I was going to say, though, kind of on the same lines, just talking about, like, what time is, I, like, whenever, like, you know how people ask, like, well, how are you doing in these times, so, and people love to use these words, like, in this scary uncertain, maybe fair enough. I think I get that one makes sense.
It does, but, like, I've seen the word uncertain so many times this week. So I'm like, if I never have to see it again, I'll be fine.
You know, and sometimes I just think about, like, the people that, a lot of people are asking those questions, and a lot of times it's people like us that, as you said, are home. Yeah, we're complaining, like, you're bored, I'm tired of watching Netflix, or I'm tired of doing this. But I think of, like, people that, like, the frontline workers, the medical workers that, like, some of them can't go home to their families.
Grocery store employees.
Transit workers, cleaners, so, like, people, like, many, so many people.
So many people in so many service, like, industries right now that,
exactly, that's what. People that have lost their jobs because of this. Like, there's so many people that sometimes when I just see those types of questions or those types of conversations, I can't just help. Like, I get it, and I'm like, yes, feel all your feels. But I can't just help to be like, I hope we're all thinking with some perspective, because it sucks. Yes, like, we're bored as heck. But, like, this is a time and everybody's playing their role. And our role right now in this is to be home. It's sucky, but, like, that's what we need to do. And other people, as shitty as it is, because I'm like, yo, this is the time that when you look at your profession, you're like, should I have? But, like, everybody's playing their role so that we can get through this. So, like, how about you just don't complain about how, like, or, like, all these celebrities, oh, I'm so bored. Like,
and it's like, everyone is like,
people are working.
Little comedian, like, everyone. Like, yeah, no, it's so true. People are working, and even those people aside, like, there's like the group of people that are complaining, and there's the group of people who are like, well, I'm going to defy quarantine anyway, because like at the end of the day, all of us are going to, all of us are going to get it. And I'm just like, please, a PSA from our Faith Pods to you guys, please stop. Like, this is not just about you. This is not just about you. You're not living in a time where, like, pandemics have wiped out significant percentages of populations in the past. Like, we don't want to repeat history in that way. And we don't have to. So, if you can't stay home because there are people who can't. There are people that don't have homes to stay in.
and absolutely, too. So, like, well, like, yeah. If you begin to think about it, like, folks, find things to do in your house. If like,
like you and however you want to do that, like if it means that you need to have be on Google Hangouts with your three best buddies every other day, then do it. Like if that's going to help. There's this app called House Party where apparently you can like hang out with your, you know, and people are doing virtual happy hours and their things, you know.
Yeah. Those are so cute.
I want to do that, but like with who? Mophie said we're not coming, y'all, in case you didn't hear. But I'm pretty sure it was loud enough for the mic to pick up. She said we're not coming.
I was like, it's good in theory. I hope none of my friends...
No one invites me.
No, I'll be there, JK.
Okay, well, JK. So in that vein, though, like, what are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Oh, me?
What are some fun things you're up to?
Working out, trying to find as many workout videos as I can. What else am I doing? Oh, I'm eating a lot, obviously.
Oh,
as with a whole lot of other people are. So I'm just like cooking, like I like to cook, so to be able to just cook on end in a way, but like cook without like restriction, I really like that. What else? I'm trying to find things to watch on Netflix, yo. Like I don't know what you guys are watching. People are giving suggestions, but I think, okay, so I think what's happening is that I'm super impatient. Like, I want something to, like, hook me. Like, as soon as I almost press play, I'm like, wow, I love all these characters. I'm down. So I start things and I don't finish them. Like my now watching this is just unending because I'm watching two minutes of things and quitting.
Your Netflix is probably out of whack. Like it doesn't know what to recommend to you because they're just like
zero. But yeah, and I'm also trying to talk. So I'm on phone calls a lot. Really? Like I'm talking to people. Just doing like I'm like we're home true. Like. We have time. How about we just like do a call, check in, talk. So that has been helpful. I like that.
I feel like I'm not talking any more than I used to, at least.
But yeah, that's how I'm keeping connected. I'm reading as well.
I know what you're reading. But what are you reading?
The Mothers by Britt Bennett.
We have that for our virtual book club.
Yes. We were ahead of the times.
far ahead of the times. We don't need to meet. Like, can you imagine planning book club meetings? Look, shout out to people who do that. I don't. I'm spoiled now by my virtual meetings. I was going to say that I've also been unable to find things to watch. I don't know what it is. It's like when I have work to do, I'm like, oh, I should sleep. Instead of, well, let me just watch one more episode now that I don't have to be up at 6 a.m. Where are the shows? Where are the shows, honey? Where are the shows? I finished Sex Education and I'm just sad. Why did I have to finish it? But I've been watching cartoons. So that I can laugh. It's just like I don't know what it is. Like I've watched like three different cartoons on Netflix in the space of like 3 days. Not that I don't know what it is, but it's been helpful to kind of just, I don't know, take myself outside of reality for a bit, whatever. Like, can you ever really? Mm-hmm. But like, at least for those 20 minutes, just focusing on something that is not real. So I was watching, yeah, and I'll list it in the show notes, but I was watching old episodes of Scooby-Doo. Carmen Sandiego and We Bare Bears. These are all on Netflix, and I'll link them down so that you guys can go check it out. If you're into cartoons like I am, you can go and check them out. But yeah,
I should try. In my heart, I feel like I'm into cartoons, but like whenever I try to watch them, I'm just like,
You need to find a cartoon that you like.
I can't,
like, just one.
I've tried. I liked Bob's Burgers. Yeah. I mean, it's a cartoon.
Animation, but like, I don't necessarily know if it's for kids, to be honest.
It's true. Oh, you mean the ones that are actually for kids.
Like Scooby-Doo.
When I was a child, I liked them.
Drag me.
We'll see. I'll try again. I'm actually going to try and see.
You know what is an alternative to cartoons that just came out on Netflix today? The self-made movie with Octavia Spencer and Tiffany Haddish. I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Yes. Just added it to my list.
Yeah, that one should be good. Like, I mean, if a black woman going from being poverty to being a millionaire is not feel good, then I don't know. I don't know what else is. Okay. So, shall we share our highlights?
Yes, we can. Take it away. What are my highlights? Okay, let's see. I'm like, what of this is not COVID-related?
That's fine. That's the time we're living in right now. In these times.
So let me shout out one thing that was on my highlight list yesterday, and I have kind of talked about it, but we'll rehash for the pod. But our friend, Coach, who has been on the podcast and also a host or co-host on Submarine and a Roach podcast, which is pretty good. He's doing like a series in social, like not a series in social distancing, like while we're social distancing, he's doing a series called In These Times, and it's like a 10 to 15 minute podcast episode where he's just like talking about how he's dealing with these times that we're in, and I really enjoy it. I think it's actually very well done. I was telling Tessa this. I think the concept is fantastic. I mean, it's a specific type of humor. So if you like, yeah, I think it might take a while to really understand the humor, and it might be for some people or not. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm laughing out there. Like, there's times that I'm actually laughing out loud and like typing down quotes that Shaya is saying. So I listened
to the first episode, and besides actually laughing while I was listening, there were times where I would like physically just scream his name because I'm like,
yes,
what did you just say, or like, what is going on? But I actually agree with Murphy. I think it's quite smart actually to record your thoughts in this way. Like, I'm sure people are writing, people are documenting in whatever way, and he's like, I have this podcast, I have this platform, like, why not? And then another good thing he's doing is he's then having his peers come in and talk about how they're dealing with it as well. Like, I don't know. I think that's great. It gives people a space to talk, and then it's something great to look back on in a few years or something, or a few months, whatever, like when all of this is over.
Exactly. Like, imagine being able to come back a few years from now and be like, holy fuck.
Like, what was happening?
What was I thinking? Or whatever, you know? It's a good time capsule to have.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I was seeing something, and I don't know how accurate it is, because I typically take things on the internet with a grain of salt. And I meant to check the accuracy of this, but it was something about how, like, during the bubonic plague or something like that, I can't remember, one of these, like, really bad pandemics in history was also a time of, like, creative expression. So okay. I'm curious to see like what that looks like as well, like in our times, you know, being at home, spending more time on social media, spending more time on those like crafts that usually require you to like take time out of your day for, like now you have all of this time. So I don't know, I'm very curious, and I think what Shire or Coach is doing is definitely contributing to that.
It is. So folks should check it out, man. It's Submarine and a Roach on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts.
I'll link it as per
usual. Mm-hmm. So another thing is this whole love get no eye semi social experiment that's happening on, I guess, Nigerian Twitter. So a group of people, they're starting, so kind of similar to Love is Blind, if anybody has watched it, where they've asked people to like fill out a form and they're going to try and pair people by, I guess, interest. So they didn't even ask, because I filled out a form and they did not ask, I don't know if they asked for like interest, I forget what they asked. But it was like quick, like what's your level of singleness? Maybe I shouldn't be giving out all of the things. So I don't know. Anyways, they asked a few questions. They put people in a group of 10, and then you get to start like chatting. I think on this group chat, and how people hit it off. I think they now kind of pair people up. And then you just keep like talking and seeing however your relationship develops. But I think now they're releasing it in like 3 seasons. So they're going to reach out to the first crop of people, and they will be the first people to go through the experiment, and then they will do it to other
people. I mean, I think it's quite cool. Like, what better time to do this? Like, I think that's very cool, because, you know, I'm sure there are people who, you know, want to keep, or want to get to know people, or want to keep dating in this time. So if you can't go out to go and do that, why not? I think it's genius. What's it called again? Love no gets eye.
Yeah, because love is blind, and then in Pigeon it would be love no gets eye. I think it's great. I'm curious to see how it turns out. I don't know if they'll ever pick me, because they had like over like 150 applicants. And they're probably only doing like 30 people or so. So
I'm curious.
Who knows? This is what it feels like to be waiting for a reality TV show. I told you guys, y'all should root for me. So I can find
this is Mophie's entry. This is Mophie's like entry into.
You know, I've been saying that, like, I mean, I don't think I'll actually physically go on a reality TV, but things like reality TV-esque, sign me up. I'm down. Like,
but,
I love
it. But, can you ever say that? Because what if it's a reality TV show that, like, one comes along that you feel like you can go, like, the format is interesting enough? Or is it just the idea of reality TV that you're like, I'm not?
It's so stressful. Like, even on my day-to-day life, one of the things I like about social distancing is that I'm not interacting with a lot of people. I don't have to process people's emotions or how I think things have, you know, it's just like in one piece. I know that you can still be texting people and people are still upset. Like, I've still been like, what's this girl doing? But that limitation is great. So imagine putting myself out there for like, oh gosh, I can't do it. I don't think I can do it.
No, I can definitely not do it, but...
Yeah. Well, and then the last thing, actually, and I think you wanted to talk about this, and I don't know if you're going to bring it up, but the last thing on my, I guess, highlights is seeing how, I guess, seeing people, like, form, like, mutual aid, like, groups or things like that during this time of social distancing. You had wanted me to share one that's in my community. So one that I really know of is called Mutual Aid Kataroki. I hope I'm saying it right. COVID-19. And it's just a project started to respond to people that need support during self-isolation. Yeah. So you sign up to either be like a helper, so you're somebody that can go grab groceries for people and stuff like that, or somebody that needs that support. And I think that's also very important when we talk about just dealing, and a lot of people say self-care, but we have to, I know lots of people that really actually denounce the concept of self-care, because we have to care for each other as a community, and self-care can be very individualistic. So during this, we should also think of ways to help out in our community as well.
No, I agree, and I was going to bring that up. If you live in California, I know that like there's a homeless response group. So if you donate to them, they're giving 100% of the donations, or putting those donations towards providing like living structures for the homeless. So if you live in the Bay Area, you know that homelessness is a huge problem. Like you can't. Is just there, it's very pervasive, and so especially now homeless people are obviously especially vulnerable, because they're just exposed. So yeah, if I think that's one of the ways that you can help in California as well. But these things are good. I like seeing like people coming together to find how they can help.
Let's get into your highlights.
Into my highlights. Okay, so my first highlight is not something that has actually happened yet, but it's something that I want to do. And that's like a supper club or something. But not with like other people, but with my housemates. because we're great. All at home, yes, but like we're all working, and for most of the time we don't get to see each other, and like we're usually complaining when we are going into the office that, oh, you know, we're not spending enough time together, blah blah, and we all actually like ourselves, so there's not a thing of like forcing ourselves to be together. So I think now that we have time and we don't have to go into our offices, at least once a week, like we rotate who cooks dinner, someone buys wine, and then like we either talk or like, I don't know, listen to a podcast or something, but just a way to kind of bring everybody together at least once a week in these times.
In these times.
Could we love this term?
Take a drink for every time in these times.
So I'm thinking of doing that, maybe another podcast. I'll let you guys know if it happens, but yeah.
Ooh, cool.
So if you live with a group of people,
I like that idea.
Might be something you want to do.
And
then another thing is actually an app. So I don't know if you saw this on Supal's, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, Supal's Instagram. She posted this app called Google Arts and Culture. And essentially, if you like going to museums or like looking at paintings or whatever, like if that's something that you used to do and then you can't do it anymore, the app essentially allows you to virtually go to museums and look at paintings. And I was just very excited. I was like looking at paintings by like color, and it was just a way for me to just kind of do something else that wasn't work or like reading the news or whatever. So I really like that. It's very
for you people that want to go to museums from your homes.
For check that very specific group of people who's like, I am missing museums right now.
I just want to be.
I just would so much rather be at a museum. But yeah, okay. But then I have another highlight for the group of people who might want to go wine tasting. This is also a good time to drink wine from the comfort of your home, at least if you drink. So I've been doing this thing, and it was kind of what gave me the idea for the dinner club, where basically like kind of every other day we'll like split a bottle of wine, and someone gets to like choose the type of wine that we buy. So we've had like, yesterday we had like a rosé, the night before that we had a Riesling. And it's also a good way to like support small business. Like all of these wines were bottled in California. Mm-hmm. So if you have like your nearby like liquor store or whatever that might still be open, you can patronize them. But yeah, I'm looking forward to drinking more wine. Clink, clink.
Wow. Y'all are wilding with the alcohol. Like I'm seeing the amount of alcohol people are consuming, and I'm like, ah.
But it's interesting because now I'm kind of like having to find a, like the boundary. Because before, like, I'd come back from work and I'm like, okay, I'll have my glass of wine. Now I'm like, it's 2 p.m. though. Oh my god. But true. Yeah, no, true.
You have to create boundaries for yourself.
You have to.
It can be flexible.
Exactly. Maybe it doesn't have to get to 5 p.m. before
you drink. Time is arbitrary anyway.
It really is, right? Like, I saw Ufoma's Instagram story where she, I think it was 6 a.m. in Singapore when she posted it, and she had a cocktail in her hand. Because what even is time? If you want the cocktail, you want the cocktail.
What is time? It's true. Because it's true. When we go on holidays, we drink at whatever time. So who says you can't drink your wine at 7 a.m. in the afternoon when you wake up?
Murphy, wow, you have to be like 12 p.m. in the afternoon when you wake up. Wow.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't intentionally throwing shade, but the shade just landed.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Okay, well, that's my highlights, but
yeah, I'm pretty much done. What are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to? Sorry. I've been listening to lots of new music, I've been listening to podcasts. Okay, Mofi already knows this one, but I've had it on repeat ever since she sent it to me, and it's the Love 120 song. It's so good. I've been vibing to it, so I've had that on repeat, and I've also been listening to this album called Thin. I hope that's the name of the album. Anyway, it's more like alternative. It's very like, you know, slow, calming vibes, but like it's really, really good. The artist is called Akilo, or yeah, Akilo. It's really good.
Okay.
That was just like a normal cough. But did you want to share your music too? Because I was gonna share a podcast, or we can go.
No. What's music? What's the music am I listening to? Love and Quantity by CK, I think, is definitely up there.
Dancing music.
I'm also listening to Fantasy by Niniola and Femi Kuti, and that is like, yeah, it's really nice. And as usual, I'm listening to lots of Davido's, the 1 Milli, for sure. Wizkid, so Jam on that Chronicles of something album or mixtape or EP. I don't know which one it is. But Jam, Wizkid, all up in there. As usual, right now I'm just listening to like Afrobeats,
of course.
Listening to some other ones as well, but those are the ones on top of my head.
Of course. I was like,
And these ones are vibes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I interrupted.
No. I was done. I wanted to bring up one, but I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, me too. I was trying to find the song, which is why I like...
It's called... Okay, so the one I wanted to suggest is called She Don't Know by Afro Strings. And...
Is that the Afrobeats playlist?
Yeah, I should listen to. Yeah.
I'm just talking on listening to that playlist. Let me go back.
Oh, that playlist is my jam.
And it's very frequently updated, so if you don't already know about it and you're looking for how to stay up to date with Afrobeats music, that's how you do it.
I think they update it every Friday.
Every week. There you go.
Okay, I
wanted to, I just remembered the song I wanted to recommend, Trouble in Town by Coldplay. Coldplay has this new album where that features, I think at least two of the songs feature Nigerian artists, but like it's not Afrobeats. Okay. So like there's one with Femi Kuti on it, and it's those like, it's like folk, is that the name of that style of music? Kind of vibes, like instruments, but it's still very much Coldplay, but it's good. Actually, one of their songs is called Echo, so... Should take a listen.
It was
like as in Lagos. Oh, okay, whatever. Movie, you're so annoying.
I'm like, I don't know what that is.
So annoying, Queen of Echo. Okay.
Is Echo the E is that is Echo?
I've come to ask myself. I've been calling
Mr. George.
Was never impressed. I've been calling Echo this whole time. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me give y'all some podcast recommendations. Well, actually, this one is only a recommendation if you're trying to learn Spanish. But the Duolingo podcast, I've been using it to like improve my Spanish listening. It's actually very cool. They tell like true stories. I wish they would do it in English too, because some of the stories are very, very fascinating. Like, I've gone to go and look for the people on Instagram. Like, it's very, very, very interesting stories. But yeah, so if you're looking to like improve your Spanish listening, Duolingo's podcast is really good.
Is it just Spanish?
It's just Spanish. I don't know if they have, because they teach other languages, I don't know if they have podcasts for other languages. They're constantly advertising the Spanish one to me, but I don't know if it's because I use the app for Spanish. So maybe they have for other languages. But yeah, it's very cool. And there's also this podcast I started listening to called The Cut on Tuesdays. And yeah, they have the last episode I listened to was, I think I mentioned it on the podcast, this one about kind of like a Lyft ride gone wrong. Anyway, they have like these very like looking into these very interesting topics. So The Cut on Tuesdays is one, and there's also this one that I think you would like, Mufi. It's called The Read.
I've heard of it.
They're also
by Kid Curry.
Yes, and I can't remember who and it's with. Terrible. So? This is always me. The thing, but I don't remember who does it.
Yeah. I've been seeing it around.
At least the episodes I heard was on a road trip.
I'm a bad like the only podcast I listen to, which I can never recommend to people, are just like reality show recaps. Like I don't listen to podcasts for like, there are a few I used to listen to for information, like the Daily Read or like just getting news, but I never go back and check them because I'm like, I just want my reality TV show to see.
Yeah, like you listen to podcasts for a very specific reason. Yeah.
Yes. But I'll try it out. Just takes me a long time. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, so how about those Instagram challenges though?
What
like
about those challenges? you all love challenges. Wow, y'all love challenges.
Wow. And Loki, I was just like, I hope this challenge passes me by.
It can't pass you by. Sis.
Like, I don't... My friends, I don't care if you guys don't think I'm one of them.
They always come with some, like, really long paragraph that is, like... It sounds so, like, copy and paste. Well, obviously, because everybody has been copying and pasting it. But I'm just like... There's so many...
How do you even copy and paste it?
Because it's... I guess it's, like, the text...
But can you copy that from IG stories?
You probably can't. Did they type it? Nah. Mophie's surely there's a way that you can copy and paste things. Because you can't tell me that thing looks at least a paragraph long. And an Instagram story that is long. Okay.
I only tag people. Sorry if I don't tag you. No, thank you.
Actually, there's nothing wrong if you don't tag me. There's absolutely nothing wrong. I mean, like, you know what interests me about these challenges is that people usually start them, and I'm not going to call them narcissistic, but like me personally, I can't see how my face, a picture of me that is always on my Instagram, is something that is now going to spread positive vibes. That's my own thing. So I don't guess it.
Me, my own question is, how do, because there's, like, 4 or 5 challenges happening right now. Can't keep up, but okay, sure. But how do we, because the boys on my Instagram are doing push-up challenges.
Oh, wait, some girls on my Instagram are doing that.
Oh, this, I've seen some girls starting to do it now, but I don't know if it started, because it started with only the men on my Instagram doing it. And then they're also doing the soccer ball, this toilet paper as a soccer ball thing. Sorry, this is what goes to my head when I watch it. So, there's that. And then, somehow, when the women's challenges is about show us your beautiful face, and, like, I just don't understand who comes up with them and how we pick who. Because why can't the men also show their faces? And why is it so gendered?
I mean, it just holds a mirror and to society, doesn't it?
Why can't we be playing soccer with... No, I'm not going to put my toilet paper. I'm kicking it everywhere.
Guys, I'm actually dying. Okay, and another thing is TikTok. Like, wow, like TikTok was already all the rage. And now... Ratchet.
Oh, this is so what? So why are you telling us something?
No, but you know what? This is great because look at all the joy this is bringing me right now. Okay.
Wow.
Well,
y'all gotta love TikTok. Everybody's on TikTok. Go get TikTok. The one I like is Thriller. I think I can get Thriller.
What's the difference?
I like that it's not TikTok. You have to learn those dance moves.
I don't even know what they're doing.
Thriller, I think you just.
I'm like, I don't even know what goes on either.
Thriller. I just downloaded Thriller recently. I haven't created an account or anything, but. But I think Thriller is just people playing songs and then you're dancing to the video. So you do your own thing. And then it kind of compiles it as like a couple, like a collage of all the different dance moves they're doing. I think that's cute. Because like half the time I'm dancing in my bathroom. Sometimes recording videos for myself, which is fine and good enough, actually.
But other times, you know, you might want to record it for the general public. You're a savage. Oh, gosh. Think.
You don't want to see Tessa and I on TikTok. There's no epic parts coming on TikTok, but y'all should do your challenge.
Like, do whatever you need to do to survive in these times, and we'll be here, you know, for you to listen to. Hopefully,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that's the end of our episode.
We made it.
If you've listened to us for this long, you might as well subscribe. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe on SoundCloud as well. You can save our episodes for offline listening. And you can leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. We're there at Our Favorite Pods. Our favorite is spelled with a U. We're also on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram. We're there at Our Fave Pods. And that's where we also... post when we release new episodes, so follow us there as well. Murphy, where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, I'm at Miss Badmus, and on my Bookstagram, where I'm actually posting things.
Yeah, she's posting in these times, man.
I am at Murphy's Book Collection
and
on Instagram.
Your TikTok / Thriller.
I'll tell you guys next week.
Stay tuned to watch Murphy bust a move or six. You all can find me on Instagram, where I should be posting a little bit more. I've been like off, like on hiatus, not intentional. At TIIESE, that's also my Twitter handle. And you can also read my travel blog, samefootprints.com. Murphy, you have something to say?
I just wanted to say, I think we might be doing something fun on our Instagram. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
No, it should. But it should. Stay tuned. We'll announce it. Until next time, stay safe. Please wash your hands. Please stay at home as much as you can. Por favor. And don't forget to find something to be grateful for. Bye.
this time.